I was alone and I was idle. I was a sinner too. I heard a voice from heaven telling me that there is work to do. And then I took my master's hand, oh yeah. And then I joined the Christian band. My friends and kindred was bound for the promised land. When I met my Savior, ooh, I met him with a smile. He healed my wounded spirit, yeah, and he owns me as his child. And around the throne of grace, oh yeah, he appoints my soul a perfect place. Yes, I am a war. Lord. Io sono un pacifista. Je suis un pacifista. Pacifista. I'm working with Gitarren statt Knarren. Yay! Music for God. Music for peace. Woohoo! Dankeschön.
sweating, undoing. And if you're crying, darling, undo. Thank you.
I'm closest to midnight because it, like my closet, does not need to open. Water rising into a wall, I walk through, into an inside. The wall, a wall now, and five others, and a sixth above me, and a seventh below. All wood smote into a door, and after, shot through with glass, the door, which melts it, the glass, buried in the sand by the sign. The glass lamp spits out a bird, a table beside an open window, clouds on the ceiling, rain in all the glasses, the clouds, like drawers, opening one by one. Dry, I enter under a rain cloud and stay dry. Love, and I am all fours, and lost in the window.
Thank you. Welcome to Comment at Polis from the School of Politics and International Studies at the University of Leeds. This is Duncan McCargo, I'm the head of school, and today I'll be talking to Dr. Jonathan Dean, who's an expert on contemporary feminist politics.
Hello.
I suppose a lot of people have the idea that the heyday of feminism was in the 1970s, and what's been done since is just in some way a repetition or a pale shadow of those days of the 1970s. Would that be right?
Well, I think the feminist movement that emerged in the 1970s was very important and had massive impacts socially and politically. But that said, I still think that we have an increasingly important and increasingly influential and increasingly visible feminist movement that is in the ascendancy at the moment. For example, we've had a number of books that have been published on the subject. We've had, for example, an organisation called UK Feminista, which recently ran a summer school in feminist activism, which was extremely well attended. And we've seen a massive proliferation of local feminist groups across the country. And we've seen also, for example, a number of Reclaim the Night marches, which campaign against violence against women, emerging again across the country. And also we've seen established organisations like the Fawcett Society. They've had massive increases in terms of their membership. And I think this can all be read as a renewed appetite for feminist activism and for, campaigning against continued forms of gender inequality in our society.
Right, yeah. Does this have any relation to recent developments? Obviously, people are very preoccupied at the moment with the comprehensive spending review, with government cuts. What about the argument that these cuts could adversely affect women, perhaps more than other elements of society?
Well, I think that the current proposals by the current government to put forward certain kinds of spending cuts are certainly an added impetus for this revival of feminist politics. I mean, the most obvious example of that is the Fawcett Society, which I mentioned before, has really taken this issue, brought this issue to the forefront, really, by launching a legal challenge against the emergency budget a few months ago on the basis of the fact that the gender equality, gender duty, which was passed by the last government, which requires all public bodies to examine how policies will impact in terms of gender relations. The Fawcett Society have launched a legal challenge claiming that the emergency budget was in breach of this for not taking its gender impacts into account. We currently await to see what the outcome of this legal challenge will be. But that's just one of a broad number of forms of mobilisation around the impact of the budget cuts on women by contemporary feminists in the UK.
Right, you've mentioned the word gender a couple of times.
Yes.
And what I suppose I've noticed over the years, there seems to be less talk about feminism or less talk about, for example, women's studies and more about gender studies.
Right.
So for the uninitiated,
right,
what's the difference between, say, feminist theory and gender-informed understandings of society?
It's very difficult to say, really. I mean, the established kind of narrative that one would give about this would be that women's studies was what grew out of the second wave feminism in the 1970s, and that was concerned with really emphasising the specifics of women's experiences and trying to bring those into the academic domain because they'd previously been marginalised. The turn to gender studies, which you point out more recently, I suppose, is broadly reflective of a concern with gender relations more broadly. So talking about, broadly speaking, relations between men and women, masculinity and femininity. And also, gender studies tends to emphasise the extremely diverse nature of relations between men and women and configurations of masculinity and femininity. So there's, within gender studies, there's generally seen to be, the claim is that gender studies enables a greater awareness of diversity and conflictuality than women's studies would have done in the past. That's the general claim, anyway.
But you've recently published a book on feminist theory, so you obviously think there's still mileage in this idea.
Well, I mean, I would say that feminist theory, broadly speaking, is not reducible either to gender studies or women's studies, because, I mean, feminist theory for me is a way